We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, and this is a momentous occasion. We're starting the section Yoredeya, which is two volumes. It's Chelek Revi and Chamishi of the eight-volume set of Likutei Halachos. It begins with Hilchos Shechita, Halacha Aleph. We want to dedicate this series of Shiurim in memory of Malka Bat Victoria Estrelia, Malka Bat Yitzchak, the mother of a close friend, Mr. Benji Marachi from Gibraltar, with the hope that this learning and all the hundreds or thousands of people that will hear these shiurim, it should be an aliyat neshama for her and a benefit to this whole special family that has been privileged so far to do so much for spreading Torah throughout the world and now is taking part in playing a role in spreading this awesome Torah of Rav Nosson Zal, the main student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Hilchos Shechita, Halacha Aleph. Al pi ha-maimar vayoymar Hashem al Moshe, kroes Yoshua, ayin shom. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 6 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is one of the most famous chapters in the Likutei Moran, which deals with the topic of tshuva, specifically highlighting the importance of a person being able to be embarrassed or insulted and be able to take it without any negative feeling, to be able to accept that as a cleansing of the person's neshama, as one of the highest forms of tshuva. First, Rav Nosson Zal gives one paragraph of introduction summarizing the chapter on Likutei Moran, the portion that he wants to base this on, and then he begins with his own words. V'haklal, to summarize what Rabbi Nachman writes there, ki ikar ha-tshuva kishayishma bizyoinoi yidoim v'yishtoik. One of the most important and highest levels of tshuva, repentance, is when a person hears themselves being insulted and they're silent. Yidoim ve'yishtoik, silent, silent. This means being silent verbally, not responding verbally, and even being silent in the heart, not keeping any grudge, not having any negative feeling, but rather accepting this as a form of repentance, as a cleansing of the soul. Ki koydem atshuva hu bebechinas achoyrei pneyekia begematria dam. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that before the person has done complete tshuva, they're in the category where Hashem's name Ekia is in reverse to them in a sense. We know that one of the forms of gematria that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh in Sifrei Kabbalah is Achoraim, where we take a name of Hashem, for example, the name Ekeh, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, and we write it out, Aleph, then going back again, Aleph Hey, then Aleph Hey Yud, and Aleph Hey Yud Hey. If you add up those letters, the numerical value is 44, which is Dam, blood. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that the process of doing tshuva emulates Hashem's name Ekeh. Ekeh means I will be. Because when a person is in the tshuva process, the person is in a state where they realize that they aren't yet. They're in minus. Their account is in minus. Because of things they've done wrong or because of a lack of knowledge, they've lived a certain amount of time in the world and they haven't accrued the positive balance that they would have wanted to, of mitzvos, of ma'asim tovim, of Torah. So they're in a sense in negative. They're saying, I will be, I don't yet, I'm not yet, I don't yet really exist the way I want to, I will be. And in fact, Rabbeinu Zal says there that before a person even achieves that in the fullest sense, then this name of Ekeh is considered to be Achoraim to them. They're behind it, in back of it. And this form of Achoraim is what we just mentioned before, where you take the name and each time you're going backwards. You mention a letter and then you go back to that letter, add a second letter, then you go back again to the beginning. Just like a Baal Tshuva, who's constantly making new beginnings. He's starting over, and every day is a new beginning. He realizes he has to start fresh, start over, because what I did yesterday wasn't really as good as I would have wanted it to be, and I'm always starting fresh. And Rabbi Nizal points out there that the fact that this gematria of Achor Yeki is dam implies that al kein tzorech lizboil charofois ubizyonois ushfichas domim, that because of the fact that the person is in this state, they have to undergo and suffer embarrassment and having their blood spilt. In a spiritual sense, being insulted, where a person's face changes colors, the person goes through embarrassment. V'hatikun lazeh, and when a person's going through this, if they want to be able to get the maximum benefit for it, is sheyahafoich dam ledoim, by changing dam, this blood, to doim, to silence, meaning by being silent when they're going through this embarrassment. Va'oz yekuyam doim laHashem v'hischoleloi, and then if a person takes it the right way, then we see the fulfillment of the pasuk in Tehillim chapter 37, where the pasuk says doim laHashem, be silent for Hashem v'hischoleloi, and the Gemara darshins on the word v'hischoleloi v'hu yapilecho chalolim chalolim, Hashem will bring down your enemies. Hashem will make corpses out of those who oppose you, referring especially to one's yetzer hara, to one's evil inclination. Hainu shenichna hadam shebecholol hasmoli, the blood in the left side of the heart, which represents the yetzer hara. We know there's a famous pasuk in Koheles, leiv chocham liyaminoi, leiv ksil lismoiloi. An intelligent person favors the right side of his heart, the Yetzer Tov, Vlev Ksil, and a fool goes after Smoiloi, the left side of his heart. And the true tzaddikim are the ones who are zeche to slay, to kill that left side of the heart, meaning the Yetzer Hara that's in the left side of the heart, that's referred to as the Dam Shebecholol Hasmoli. So the Gemara says that if a person is silent for Hashem, to show respect to Hashem, v'hischoleloi, Hashem will be mapil chalalim. Hashem will destroy your enemy that's in the chalal, in that chalal of your heart. And Rabbi Nachman expounds on this a lot in chapter 6 in Likut Imran. And then he goes on to say, u'kisharoitze leilech bedarki atshuva, tzorech lihiyois boki bahalocha. A Jew who wants to go in the path of tshuva has to be very knowledgeable in halacha. Halacha here means traveling, in a sense. Boki barotzui, boki b'shoiv. To know how to go up and to know how to go down. Bechinas ayil v'nofik. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the terminology to know how to enter and to know how to exit. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, im esak shomayim shomato, if I rise up, if I climb up to heaven, you're there, Hashem. I feel your presence, and I'm able to connect with you in the right manner. Va'atzio shoil, and even if I go down to the lowest depths, hineko, Hashem, you're also there. I'm able to connect with you over there properly also. Because Rabbi Nizal explains that the tshuva process is never a one-way trip. There's no such thing as a person just climbing, going up, 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 up. A person must experience ups and downs, achievements and setbacks, aliyos and yuridos. And it's only if the person knows how to handle both of these properly, then the person will succeed in the path of tshuva. Just like lahavdil, when a person learns how to fight, person learns self-defense and everything, they teach a person how to hit, they teach a person how to block, they teach a person how to fall. There's a way to fall correctly so that falling isn't the end of the war. A person falls and immediately can spring back and use that as a means of defeating the enemy, if they know how to fall properly. And here in this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this concept of knowing how to go up, knowing how to go down. Val yedei hadmimo vahashtiko nase bechinas chirik. By a person fulfilling this aspect of the tshuva properly, knowing how to be silent when they're supposed to be silent, they generate the vowel chirik, which is one of the vowels in the Hebrew alphabet. Bechinas v'ho'oretz hadoim ragloi do chirik. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it tells us that the earth is the footstool of Hashem's feet, and the Zohar HaKadosh says this corresponds to the vowel chirik, which is a dot that's found under the letter, just like a footstool is under the feet. The Zohar HaKadosh expounds on this kabbalistically, and Rabbi Nachman makes reference to this in that chapter, Torah Vov. V'naase bechinas odom. And when a Jew is zeicha to do the complete process of tshuva, which Rabbi Nachman speaks about three steps, a lower part, a middle part, and an upper part, then he generates the level of kedusha called Odom, man. V'ze b'chinas Moshe v'Yehoshua. And Rabbi Nachman there also ties this into the concept of a rabbi and a student. The rabbi represents the sun, the student represents the moon, and then there's the tent where the two get together that corresponds to the sky in which the moon and sun share a presence. Ayin Shom Hetev, study that chapter in Likutei Moran. It's a long chapter. It has many, many interesting deep concepts. But for now, Rav Nosenthal gave us a brief overview in order to carry us into the discussion on this topic of Shechita, and to see how it relates to those concepts. Because what the Likutei Halachos is, as Rav Nosenthal points out in the introduction, that his rabbi, Rabbi Nachman, wanted him to take each and every single law in the Shulchan Aruch and to find the connection to it in the Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Sifrei Musar, and thereby to be able to derive advice and guidance and encouragement as to how to come close to Hashem spiritually through each and every one of these laws in the Shulchan Aruch. Paragraph Aleph. V'hine hashchito hi lahalois nefesh hachai hamigulgal kiyadua. We know that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the reason why we shecht an animal is in order to elevate the soul that's found, that's been reincarnated into that animal. The Arizal tells us that depending on different sins that a person does, chas v'shalom, they result in different penalties. And among the punishments are that at times Hashem will take the soul of the person and send it down to the world again, either in the form of an animal, sometimes in the form of a plant, sometimes in a fish, sometimes even in doimim, in an inanimate object. And then that soul goes through different experiences while it's in the physical world. And when a Jew performs an act of kedusha on that soul by eating the item properly, bikdusha, making a bracha with the right kavona, for example, or using the item for kedusha, that's how they're able to release that soul and to give that soul the energy that it needs to go back up to heaven and to get to its proper place, to get to the Gan Eden for human beings. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says there's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Re'evim gam tzemeim nafshom bohem tisatof. This is a pasuk in chapter 107 in Tehillim, Hoidu Lashem ki tov kelam chazdoi, where it says that we experience hunger and thirst because souls are enveloped in them. Because of the fact that there are souls in food, therefore Hashem has made us hungry and thirsty, so that by a Jew using that food, eating or drinking that food properly, bikdusha, that's how they elevate, they release that soul and have it be able to go up. We have another pasuk that the Arizal quotes, Toiras Hashem Temimo Meshivas Nofesh. In order to complete the Torah of Hashem, Meshivas Nofesh. The soul returns. It returns to earth repeatedly sometimes, again and again, in order to go through certain experiences so that the soul completes the entire Torah. The Arizal, in fact, was one of the great tzaddikim who was able to show his students exactly what soul was found in what item and why, to be able to explain why and to be able to show the tikkun for that item. One of the highest forms of tikkun for a soul is this act of shechita, as we'll see throughout the discussions in Yoredeh. Vehi bebechinas tshuva. And this is related to the concept of tshuva, shetzorich lohoshiv ulahachzir hanefesh lesharosha. Because through this act of shechita, we're trying to return the soul to its proper place. Ki ikar hatshuva hi hashtika, lidoim velishtoik lamecharfoi vamevazeokanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran, one of the highest, most important forms of tshuva is the ability to be silent when a person is going through embarrassment or insult. The Ho'inyan, Rabbi Nosson Zal now explains, there's a pasuk that says in Koheles that says, Ki mi yodea ruach b'nei ha'odom ho'oile hilamalo, v'ruach ha'behemo hayoredes hilamato lo'oretz. Which person understands the human spirit that rises up and the animal spirit that goes down to earth? Ukishodom oivra veira chas v'sholem, azai yoyred chas v'sholem, mibchinas ruach odom, lebchinas ruach habehema. When a Jew commits a sin, then his spirit is experiencing a yirida. He's going down, he's leaving the category of human spirit, Ruach Adam, and entering into the category of Ruach HaBehema. We know that all the Svarim always refer to a sin as an animalistic act. V'ha'hefresh shebein Adam l'behema hu hadibur. And we know that the main distinction between human being and animal is in speech. Ki geder ha'odom hu medaber, because when the Torah describes different levels of creation, an animal is referred to as chai, a living being. A human being is referred to as medaber, because humans have a higher form of speech, a speech with intelligence. Nimtza, ki she'odom choyte chas v'shom, so therefore when a human being commits a sin, Shazai hu yoyred lebechinas ruach behema chas v'shon. By doing that, he lowers himself. He leaves the category of Odom and enters, places himself in the category of behema. Azai hu bebechinas hedar hadibur. Then the person is, in a sense, he's lacking in speech. Kemoy behema, like an animal. V'alkein onshoy v'tikunoy hu al yidei ze bi'atzmoy. And therefore, his punishment and the correction of this problem is through this itself, Hainu al yidei demima ushtika, by showing that he's able to be silent. Shetzorech lizboil tsar hashtika vadmima. He has to experience the pain, the suffering of being quiet at a time that he'd love to scream, he'd love to yell, he'd love to give back to the other person. Ki bame shepogam yisakim, because in that which he messed up, he has to correct. Ki hu pogam boze kialidei chatoisov yorad lebehemius shu hedar adibur, because he messed up in this issue, that as a result of his sin, he took himself out of the category of medaber, out of the category of a human spirit, and he lowered himself to the category of animal, behema, which is referred to as heder hadibur, a lacking of speech, a deficiency, a defectiveness of speech. Al kein tzorech lekabel onshoy, therefore he has to undergo the experience, the punishment, lisboil tsar hashtika, to experience the pain, the suffering of being silent. Vaideze yetukan v'yitztarev v'yisakein ma shepogam. And that's how he corrects and fixes that which he messed up. V'alkein kishenistakein al yidei shemekayim doim la'ashem kanal. And therefore, when the person corrects the sin by being silent for the honor of Hashem, azay na'ase mizeh b'chinas odom kanal. Rabbi Nachman tells us that's how he re-enters into the category of odom. V'azay choizer la'ma'alosoy l'b'chinas odom. And then the person is reinstated in the category of odom. V'zehu tikunoi, and this is his correction. Ki choizer v'yoyle mebechinas behema lebechinas odom. He returns back to the category of odom. He leaves behema and goes back to odom. V'zehu bechinas hashchita, and this is the concept of the mitzvah of shechting, slaughtering an animal properly according to the Torah. Ki hanefesh sheloy zoho la'asos tshuva b'chaim. At shehuchrach lehizgalgel bebehema mamish, al yidei shehimshechol of ruach habehema al yidei chatoisav kanal, because a soul which was not zoicha to do proper tshuva while it was living in this world physically, and then the person passed away and was forced to return to this world to be reincarnated in an animal, because this person drew upon himself a animalistic spirit through his sin, Vazai oy lo oysa busha oy lo oysa chlima kishenefesh odom hi megulgeles bebehima chas v'shalom rachmono letzlom rachmono lishazvan. We could imagine how shameful and embarrassing it is for a Jewish soul to find itself in the body of an animal. Vazai tikunoi hual yidei shchita, and then the tikun for this soul is by experiencing shchita. Because the spilling of the blood that's done through the act of shechita corresponds to the spilling of the blood that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in Likut Imran, when a Jew is going through embarrassment, shame and embarrassment, and the Gemara refers to that as spilling one's blood, where the person's face changes color. First all the blood rushes to the face, they turn red, and then they turn white as the blood is leaving. Vazai bevadai hanefesh hi bebechinas dmimo shtika. And when this soul is in the body of an animal, it is certainly in the category of silent. Kaseh latevach yuval, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, that a person going silently to one's fate, like a sheep being led to the slaughter. That's a term that's used, you know, without screaming, without rebelling. Validei hasakin shel shchita humales hanefesh lebechinas nekuda tachtoino shebechinas chirik bechinas voratzadim ragloi. By using a kosher knife for shchita, we elevate that soul to the first level of tshuva, which is called nekuda tachtoino, the lower level, which corresponds to the vowel of chirik, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, which corresponds to the level referred to as ho'oretz hadoim ragloi. The earth is referred to as the footstool of Hashem. Again, a low level. Shezeh na'asa al yidei b'chinas doim la'Hashem v'schololoi. And this level of tshuva is achieved by being silent for Hashem v'hischoleloi, and by being slaughtered. The Gemara said, I'm going through a slaughter. Ki hachalif hu bechinas cherev l'ashem, bechinas cherev noikemes, bechinas malchus, shu bechinas nukuda tachtoino, bechinas Yeshua, bechinas v'tachas raglov kemaisa livnas hasapir, bechinas levono. Because we know that the Zohar HaKodesh, the Sifrei Kabbalah, tell us that the knife that's used for shechting is referred to as a cherev l'Hashem, a sword for Hashem. It corresponds to the sphere of malchus. Malchus always refers to judgment. Bechinas nekuda tachtoina. Malchus is the lowest sphere, referring to that lower level. Bechinas Yeshua, corresponding to the student. Bechinas v'tachas raglov kemaisa livnas hasapir. As the posuk says, that kaviachol, under the feet of Hashem, was Livnas, a Levona, Bechinas Levona, the moon, which represents a lower level compared to the sun, which is an upper level. Ki kol ze hi Bechinas Malchus, shehu Bechinas Hasakin shel Hashchita, ki yadua. All of this is tied into the Midah of Malchus, kingdom, which is what the knife that's used to shecht corresponds to Kabbalistically. Because again, the Malchus is judgment. Dino de Malchusa Dino, the Gemara says. Malchus is justice. Malchus is Midas Hadin. Vazai, kishechoyzer voila nefesh. Now, when this soul, as a result of the Shechita, when this soul is elevated, zebchinas tshuva. This is an aspect of tshuva. Vayidea tshuva nase nekud el yoyna, kemavur shemayin shom. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, through the process of tshuva, first the nekuda tachtoina is generated, then the nekud el yoyna, a higher level of kedusha. Vazai nase odom. And then we generate odom. V'choyzer hanefesh v'oyla l'mechinas behem l'mechinas odom. And this soul, which was previously found in a behemoth, now gets elevated and restored to its true place, which is as an Odom. V'zehu tikkun haknal. This is the tikkun for that soul. V'zeh b'chinas birchas hashchita. This is the concept of the fact that we make a brocha at the time that we shecht an animal. Ki ato choyzeres hanefesh l'b'chinas Odom. Because through this act of shchita, we're going to restore, we're going to elevate the soul in that behemoth to the level of Odom, Shehu Bechinas Dibur. And Odom is Medaber, as we mentioned earlier. Odom is Dibur, so therefore there has to be an act of Dibur. There's an act of silence, in the sense that the behemoth is silent before the slaughter, and then when the Shoichet makes the Brocha, Ala Shechita, he's elevating that soul to this level of Medaber, from Behema to Odom, which is Medaber. These are obviously deep concepts. Rav Nosson Zal is using his knowledge of Kabbalah and Halacha and weaving them together.